And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Happy New Year to everybody. We're back. Yes, indeed. It's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here to start off the new year 2022 with Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher. Very excited to start the year off with Captain Art, and we have some amazing prizes and some exciting news to give you, too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Like you say, man, first show of the new year. Happy New Year. Nice weather window we got here. And man, today's going to be a great one.
Are we glad that that storm system that we went through for the last 2 weeks is over?
I feel like I lived in the Pacific Northwest, man.
Holy
over it.
Moly. Yeah, yeah, it was sunshine. Great to get it, yeah. But we're glad to have our Southern California sunshine back.
I'm debating on whether it was great to get it.
Yeah.
But it's good to have it back to normal.
Yeah, for sure. Well, a great way to start the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope you had a fantastic holiday. I know we did, right, Rick?
Yeah,
we had
awesome.
A little time off. Very unusual for Let's Talk Hookup not to be here. But
very much.
The way it played out, it was nice to take a break, and now we're back strong for the new year 2022.
Ready to roll, man.
Yeah, ready to roll.
Great holidays, and I hope everybody shared the same with lots of fun, lots of family.
Yeah.
And yeah, really good. I hope everybody had a fantastic one.
Captain Mark Taylor of The Searcher, how was your holiday?
Hi, Art.
Hey, good morning. Happy New Year. Oh, it was great. Great to be around family and, you know, to have both my children and grandkids in the same city. It's the first time that we've had that in over 20 years, so it's great to have everybody close by. So that's really special.
Cool. That's very special. Now, we should explain, normally Art would be sitting right next to us here in the world headquarters because he is a local guy.
Yeah.
But you're on the phone today. Why is that, Art?
Well, we had a positive case with a family member, so there's a chance for exposure. So we're doing the right thing. You know, Rick and Dallas have got a baby coming, and so, and Pete, you've just been in the hospital. So rather than me sitting next to you guys breathing on you, I'm staying home, and we're doing the right thing and being safe to make sure that we're, if we are positive, we're not going to spread it to anybody.
Great. Man, well, cool, we appreciate that.
Thanks,
and
buddy.
Certainly a good message to everybody out there, Art, and this will work out great. But so we're looking at the searcher right now from the world headquarters.
she looks good.
She's at the dock. What's happening with her?
Oh, you know, this is our time of year where we do maintenance. We hauled the boat out last month, and there's, you know, lots of pictures of the haul out and the results of that on the website, and that Celia just posted posted all those pictures, and you know, we're doing our Coast Guard regulatory stuff with FCC and American Bureau of Shipping and Coast Guard, so we'll get that out of the way at the end of next week, and so we'll be ready to rock for 2022. And you know, just some general maintenance. We're rebuilding all the bait pumps. All the bait pumps will be brand new this year, so those are refreshed. It's been quite a while since we've done that. And, you know, just general upkeep, a little bit of painting and fiberglassing and that sort of stuff. And primarily it's all about, you know, getting all the regulatory stuff so that we comply with all the regulations out of the way. And of course, it's great to check all the safety stuff. You know, we had the life raft serviced, and we get all the life jackets out. We do that quarterly, but we get them out again and make sure that everything functions there. So all those safety items, you know, fire system and those sort of things are happening right now.
Great. Yeah. And we enjoyed the social media on Instagram and Facebook on the Searcher Sport Fishing pages of the haul out, too, that you did in December,
really cool.
Right? Tell us about that. Why? Now, a lot of guys just use the slings and lift the boats up with a sling. You head up all the way up to San Pedro, and you do it on a cradle. Why is that?
Well, it's just better for the boat. You know, the boat's 51 years old. It's you know, it's wooden construction, it's all mahogany, it's a tank, but, you know, to be in those slings is like giving the boat a great big bear hug. So coming out on a traditional old school ways or trailer is just better for the boat. And so, you know, we're doing everything that we can for that boat to keep it as in good a shape as possible, and so that's the reason for going up there. And Al Larson Boatyard up there is, you know, they provide a great service. They have great workers, and we're really happy with the, I think it's been 6 years now that we've gone up there and hauled the boat out. And it's just, it's better for the boat.
Yeah, cool. It's just more supportive and everything like that. I know you did a major retrofit of the fasteners and stuff. What was that, last year, the year before?
You know, every 5 years we, the Coast Guard makes us take a bunch of fasteners out to check what, condition they're in. And so, we did that 2 years ago, and, it's amazing to take a 50-year-old fastener out of that boat you know, I wouldn't hesitate. I would have put it right back in, but we put brand new ones in. It's just incredible. It's such a great credit to Dittmar and Donaldson, the boatyard that built that boat and several other boats in our fleet, that, you know, it was built right. It was constructed well with very good materials. And so it's a credit to Bill Poole for making sure when he built that thing that it was done correctly.
Like you say, she's a tank for sure. Now, I noticed with the bottom paint and such like that, I noticed your props were kind of a gold color. Did you put that prop speed on that?
Yeah, prop speed is a product that goes on. It's almost like a a thin coat of rubber that goes over the shafts and it goes over the props, and so they sand it down to bare metal and as part of the preparation, and then that goes on there, and we get a couple years out of that system, and it just helps with efficiency, helps with fuel burn, and protects the props and the shafts.
Ah, yeah, it really works.
Yes, it does. Oh, yeah, we're believers. Yeah,
you're believers. Okay, well, that's really something to look into. And next time I haul my boat,
there you
sure.
go. If it's got our seal of approval.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I would recommend it. Yep.
Yeah. So Art. So Searcher Sport Fishing 2022. Give us the lowdown. What's going to happen?
Well, we're pretty excited about 2022. If you go on the website, there's a lot of red there. So we have advanced bookings that are unprecedented for us this year. And, there's not a whole lot of openings. And so we're very, very excited with that. And we're going to start in May with 2.5-day limited load trips with 17 passengers, and those were very popular last year, so we're doing that again this year.
Any spots available on those?
There isn't, but
wow.
You know, on January 5th, our website, our newsletter is going to come out, and we're going to announce some new trips that are going to be posted on the website on January 5th. Ooh. And so there will be an opportunity for subscribers to our newsletter to book those trips prior to it going on the website. So if you haven't fished with us and you want to subscribe to the newsletter, you can go on the website and just click on the contact portion up there on the homepage. There's a small little yellow telephone receiver there, and you can subscribe to the website, and you'll get a newsletter on January 5th that announces those trips, and we'll also be announcing the 2021 Sonar winner. Sonar is a program where if you refer somebody to the searcher that hasn't fished with us before, you get put in a raffle, and at the end of the year, there's a grand prize of a 3-day fishing trip on the Searcher and also a rod and reel combo that you could use on that 3-day trip. So that's for our Sonar program, and that's been very successful, and we'll announce that on that newsletter January 5th.
Wow, fantastic. That's great. So just go on searchersportfishing.com. And you just go to the contacts page and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll be the first to know when these new trips are announced, because I guarantee you they'll sell out fast, right?
Yeah, they're popular. They're during the week, and all the weekend trips that are on the website currently are sold out, so we're going to open up a few more trips there so we make some more spots available for people.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, that's really great. So what happens with the Searcher between now and May when you're starting to run fishing trips?
Well, we're hoping that we're going to be able to do our natural history season. There, you know, whales and wildlife trips that go to Baja California. They're 11-day trips that go down the Pacific side of the peninsula and up into the southern Sea of Cortez, looking at whales and dolphins and birds and doing some hiking and snorkeling. So, we're hoping that, things get calmed down so our customers, from the UK will be able to travel here, and we'll be able to get those trips out this year.
Yeah, we certainly
with this Omicron variant right now, it's things are a little bit up in the air, but we're hopeful that by February things will be calmed down and we'll be able to operate those trips.
That's when you start your trips in February.
Yeah, February. February, March, and April, yep.
Yeah, well, let's all hope so. Yeah,
yeah, right.
We're ready for that. And yeah, I mean, and a majority of your people that go on those natural history trips are Europeans, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the majority of the people come from outfitters in the UK, so it's primarily people from the UK. So
yeah,
we're looking forward to having them out.
Yeah, what an adventure for them, for sure. So, and in the meantime, what if one of those trips gets canceled? Are you going fishing?
You know, that's a good question. I hadn't thought of that. The one thing that with those natural history trips is that, you know, we have three 15-foot aluminum skiffs that we put on the upper deck for excursions to the islands to transport the customers from the boat to the island.
Sure.
So, you know, we kind of transform the boat for operating natural history trips. You know, we take the bait tank off and put benches back there, and then we put those skiffs on the upper deck. So it might be too much of a process to, you know, refit the boat for fishing if one of those trips canceled. Now, if all of them were to cancel for the same reason that we lost them in 2021 with COVID, then, you know, we may not transform the boat, transfer it over to natural history and just keep the bait tank on. And certainly if there's dates available, then we'll be out there.
Well, okay, all right. Well, we certainly hope that your natural history, all of us,
yeah, exactly,
hope that natural history things go through and that everything's good. But
and if it doesn't, then you can just sign Pete and I up for that skiff trip to, you know, Geronimo Island or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Need a bait tank.
That'd be fun. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. Captain Art Taylor, a wealth of knowledge, and fire your questions away,
man.
And lots of good stuff to talk about on this first show of 2022. How about that?
Yeah, it's going to be a great one, and what a perfect timing, just a, you know, reflection of the year of such good bluefin fishing to have Captain Art. This is just a perfect time, and like you said, so many great questions on such a great boat. It's going to be an excellent show, and we want to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090, or text the show. You know, we've been talking a lot about how texting has become a popular option. Texting now, the show, has become more than just a popular. It's a main part of the show. So much great information. It's, you know, some people, it's just a lot easier than hanging on, and we've received so many great texts throughout the show that we really want to keep that rolling. We've had lots of fun. If you're not familiar already, you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's the only way. There's not a phone number that you dial like a traditional text message. You just pop open the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a totally free download on your iPhone or your Android device. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. You'll see the Let's Talk Hookup icon. Download it totally free. You don't get any spam mail. It's just a great way to listen to the show, and it's the only way to shoot a text. And, Pete, things are going to change on the positive a little bit for our texters. Now, you know, the way that things have been on Let's Talk Hookup, if we've always included a great prize at the end of every show that has traditionally been for the callers. But there's been so much great text information, and then the texters have become such a big part of the show that we're going to change things up a little bit.
Yeah, for 2022. So what we're going to do is we're going to include all the callers and the texters that we use on the show. So if we read your text, and don't forget, put your name and phone number so we know how to contact you if you want to be eligible to fry. So name and phone number in that text. But if we use your text on the air, both the texters and the callers will be eligible to win the prize. And what we're going to do at the end of each show is we have this special coin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike Lum, for the idea. and one side says C, the other side says T.
Yep.
We
callers flip, and texters.
We flip the coin at the, we have the guests flip the coin at the end of the show. And whatever comes up, T or C, that's who wins the prize.
Yeah, and so then of all those people, as always, I mean, people talk about all the time about the prize. The prize always has been and will continue to be random amongst all our callers,
right.
But we will randomly draw one of the callers or one of the texters now going to be available or at least have the opportunity during every show. So again, like Pete says, critical to include your name, what your question is, and then make sure to include your phone number so we can contact you back if you're the big winner.
Yeah, and Art and Celia Taylor and from the Searcher have started us off with this new method and the new year right with a phenomenal prize, right?
Yeah, how about this? So if you're the lucky winner at the end of today's show, now whether you be a texter or a caller, whichever it pops up and you be the random winner, somebody's going to win the last spot, a very desirable spot to go on a day and a half trip in the most prime time on a Let's Talk Hookup searcher day and a half. You're going to get the spot on August 31st through September 2nd, a day and a half trip on board the Let's Talk Hookup searcher day and a half trip. How cool is that?
Wow.
Dude? I mean, primest of prime time, a trip that's obviously super sought after. You're getting the last available spot. Again, you're going to get that opportunity by giving us a call at 213-432-1090 or shooting us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And if your text gets read on the air, you're eligible for that prize if at the end of the show we end up on the callers or the texters. Going to be a great show, lots of fun. So excited to have Captain Art here with us. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop. Right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, am equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here talking fishing, talking searcher with Captain Art Taylor. Today's going to be a great show, man. Lots going on.
Yeah, lots of callers coming through, and you have a chance to win the coveted last spot on a day-and-a-half searcher sport fishing trip, a Let's Talk Hookup trip, August 31st through the 2nd. So we have two Let's Talk Hookup trips, one in July and one in August, Art. So what about that first one?
That's sold out, Pete.
Sold out. Wow. Yeah. The Searcher, and it's no wonder the Searcher is such a popular boat and such a great operation. So let's go ahead and get started here. You know, we have a text from our friend Corey from Escondido, has a good question to start with the text, and he wants to know, he says, Art, Sage of the Searcher, I'm sure you've seen it all. What separates the average angler from a great angler, and what makes a great angler great? What's the secret to their success? Good one, Corey.
Well, you know, we preach this all the time, and that is, you know, the crew is a great source of information, and, you know, we're giving customers real-time info. And so if you, you know, seek the crew out when you get on board the boat and say, hey, what worked last trip, then, you know, you kind of have a leg up. You know exactly how to rig. And so I think that, you know, for customers that are, you know, first timers that are coming out, and we get plenty of those, that's what we tell them to do, is to make sure that you're asking questions of the crew. And for seasoned anglers, people that go all the time, you know, there might be just one little tidbit that we can pass on that, you know, could make or break your trip. And so I think that that is something that sets apart some anglers, is, you know, from time to time you get somebody that, well, I've been fishing for 35 years and I got this figured out, and they have too much pride to ask questions, and that's a mistake. You know, I mean, the guys are there, and they just came in from the trip before you're leaving, and so they have that real-time info. So I think that is something that would set people apart from each other, is, you know, talking to the crew and getting that info that, you know, can make or break your trip.
I think that's the best advice. I mean, we do it in the tackle store. We're not even going. You know, every time we see Totter come back, like, you know, we always ask exactly that, what was going on, and he'll say, you know what, there was one guy on our trip that was, he was fishing 30-pound and those number one Nautilus circle hooks, and he was killing them. And, you know, for the most part, everybody was fishing a little heavier. That guy was on fire, you know, or somebody was fishing a sinker rig and had a lot more bites on this last trip, and they were using a 6-ounce torpedo sinker. I mean, just little things like that that are from the trip previous. I mean, if it buys you a few more bites, that's everything.
Yeah, for sure.
So absolutely.
Good advice, no doubt about it. Well, hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, get things started for our first caller of 2022.
You got it. Well, they are packed solid. We're going to start with Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning and Happy New Year to you and all my fishing friends out there in Let's Talk Hookup land.
Hey, so, thanks, Don. Happy New Year.
Yep. Hey, Art, always a wealth of information from you and the crew and the team in the office, and I really appreciate it. Watching the haul-out video was really interesting, and that's generated my question. I was looking at the picture of the sonar dome, and one, maybe you can explain to all of us what the sonar dome actually does for you, and also, that's just it's a great source of technology for helping locate fish. What else has helped put you on the fish as far as technology goes over the years?
Well, you know, that sonar, it's a retractable transducer, and it shoots a beam out there, generally 180 degrees and 500 feet out, and, you know, we vary how deep, how you know, what depth that beam is at. And so, you know, since that's variable, you know, we have the ability to look at water that is where the fish are. And so it's it's a key piece of equipment, and it's, you know, make sure that things work and don't leave home without it. And you know, we have a Furuno CH250 with 150 kilohertz frequency transducer, and that is just an incredible tool that, you know, finds us a lot of fish. The other thing that we have is, you know, our plotters these days with, you know, colored track lines that keep track of the temperature is something that, you know, helps us quite a bit. And then probably the latest technology is the, you know, the satellite sea surface temperature stuff that we have access to that basically, you know, pretty much points us to the area that particularly the bluefin tuna are hanging out. And so it saves time, it saves fuel, it's more fishing time for the customer because we can go straight there. We don't, you know, we don't have to go looking for the right temperature of water. We pretty much know where we have to be. So that technology is you know, it's probably, I want to say, 5 years old or something like that. And, you know, everybody's got that technology now, or close to everybody's got that technology, and the ability to download a map and, you know, get the right info and where the water is where we want to fish. And so that has been very helpful. So that technology has made life a lot easier for us to be able to know right where to go.
I had never heard of, or just wasn't aware of, at least you said the track lines that showed you where the water temperature was. So if you were driving, you know, in a straight line throughout the night, you can, you know, you can backlog and look, hey, it was 70, 71, 79, and oh, in this area we drove through some 73-degree water?
Yes.
That's really cool. I had never heard of that.
And I think that, you know, I want to say that all the new, you know, plotting programs, we use WinPlot, and we also use NobleTech, and NobleTech has that ability to do that too. So you know, with a NEMA cable, with the right cable from either your depth sounder that has a C-temp function, that plugs right into your NobleTech, which is, you know, that's a Windows-based thing. And, as the temperature changes, the color of your track line changes. So,
oh, that is,
you know,
really
70
cool.
degrees
totally.
is let's say it's red, and then, you know, 71 degrees is magenta, and then 72 degrees is yellow. And so you can see where the break is, and you can keep track of it that way. And that technology's been out for a long time, but that's been helpful.
That's cool.
You know, Art, you've been in this game for a very, very long time, and this new technology is certainly enhancing you and your crew's ability to find the fish. But I remember the old adage that Bill Poole used to always say, "Hey, that kid has fish sense." And how important is that fish sense that Bill Poole used to talk about still important with these new technologies?
Well, you know, that that's a term that's still used. And, you know, we have some new generation captains, and Mike Totter is one of those that, you know, he's pretty fishy. And he just has a sense for where he needs to be, and there's several examples in our fleet of new guys that are coming into the picture nowadays that you know, they're pretty fishy. They have a sense of where they need to be and where to you know, to keep track of fish and that sort of thing. And I think you know, there's a lot to be said for that. And it's, you know, it's not a case of, you know, just using the technology and knowing where to be. It's an ability to, you know, translate that info and keep track of fish. And so I think that there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, you just have that, the fish sense, and you also have the drive, you know, you have this passion that, you know, to work hard and do everything that you can to find fish and keep track of them when you do find them and provide that quality experience for your customers. So I think that's a big part of it too.
For sure.
That's great question. Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Don. Happy New Year to you.
All right. Well, we had another great text come through. This one was from John. It was from John in North Fontana. And the question is, Happy New Year's, guys. My two brothers, cousin, and I are all going fishing on the Searcher on a three-day trip in September. We've never been on the Searcher, and it's our first time all going on a three-day. We'd like to ask Captain Art what we should be ready with in terms of gear and what the accommodations are like on the Searcher. We've never been on anything above a day and a half trip and are really looking forward to it. Again, that's John from North Fontana.
John, you know, September can be, you know, our favorite month because, you know, traditionally the water warms up a little bit throughout the summer, and so you're starting fall then, and so, you know, it can be a variety trip. There might even be some Dorado around and that sort of thing. So if you're coming out, you're going to want four outfits at a minimum, and you're going to want, you know, just a live bait outfit with 25 or 30-pound test for fly line and sardines, and then you want, you know, a couple 40 to 60-pound outfits so that you can, you know, if there's better grade fish, you know, that 30 to 50-pound bluefin out on Tanner Bank, you want a 40 to 50-pound or 60-pound outfit that you can fly line a sardine, and then you also want an outfit that you could, you know, if we're fishing kelp patties in September for yellowtail, you want that 40 to 60 pound outfit that you can use an artificial lure, and the same for bluefin tuna on the surface. You could use that same outfit for, you know, fishing artificial lures on the surface. And then you want a heavy, you got to have a heavy outfit, 80 to 100 pound test, a big outfit with a rail rod. And that way you're able to, fish that big fish at night with, you know, knife jigs or flat falls, that sort of thing. And so you make sure that you have a heavy outfit with a two speed reel. And if you have those four outfits, then you should be good to go. And you can reference all that on our website. There's a minimum tackle suggestion page that you're welcome to check out on searchersportfishing.com. And accommodations, you know, it's all cabins, air conditioned. And so if it's a group of three, maybe Celia has put you guys in one cabin there since and there's plenty of bunks and storage in there, and it's air conditioned, and there's a freshwater basin, so that would be what the accommodations are.
Super comfortable.
And you're going to love the food. You know, all the meals and hors d'oeuvres are included in the cost of that trip, so you're going to love the food. Our chefs do a great job, and you're going to have a great time. September can be a fantastic time to come on a three-day trip.
No question.
That's cool.
Great fishing, great weather, everything about it. Hey, thanks a lot. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Dave? Dave's calling us from Anza this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Big happy new year to you all. And Rick, I know you've got a big event coming up here real soon. Best of luck there. And,
thanks, buddy.
A little bit of advice from personal experience. Enjoy your restful nights of sleep now. So, you know, I've been on the Searcher several times. Great boat. I always know what to expect. And one time I was down at the docks a couple seasons ago when you came in from one of your natural history trips, and everybody, all the passengers getting off the boat were speaking German. I just wondered, are you just marketing these trips exclusively overseas? And also, if you're on one of these trips, what can we expect to see? What's your itinerary like?
Wow. I don't know if we have enough time to talk about all that, but we don't specifically market to Europeans. We do have outfitters that are based in the United Kingdom, and so they market throughout Europe and the UK and globally, actually, because we don't, you know, we see people from all different parts of the globe. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we're going down the Pacific side of the Baja Peninsula, making some stops along the way, Laguna San Ignacio to view gray whales, and then offshore Mag Bay looking for whatever we can come up with, sea turtles, whales, and dolphins and that sort of thing. And then we go up into the southern Sea of Cortez and visit some of the islands there you know, if you're into cactus and you're into desert and that sort of thing, then some of those islands are spectacular. They have you know, wonderful viewing of plants and birds and also tropical fish. There's a snorkel element to it as well. And, you know, Baja California has just got so much diversity as far as wildlife is concerned. You can see up to 15 different species of whales and dolphins and fish and birds. It's just a fantastic trip. And we don't target just Europeans. Our website, BajaWhale.com, we advertise here in the United States and North America, and we get people from all over the world.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
Hey, great. Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got catch reports coming up. We got more of your phone calls and texts and a lot more with Captain Art. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
You can apply now for grant funding for newer and cleaner engines for your vessel. Grant funding is now available from the San Diego County Air Pollution Control District to help marine vessel owners get cleaner engines and shore power technology to reduce diesel emissions. Through these reimbursement programs, you may be eligible for up to 85% of the cost of repowering your vessel with new Tier 3 or 4 marine engines. You could also be eligible for a shore power retrofit, too. The project must meet all of the requirements of the programs, but there are millions
millions of dollars available. For more information, call 858-586-2600. That's 858-586-2600. Or visit www.sdapcd.org for more details and application instructions. The San Diego APCD has provided millions of grant funding for clean marine vessel projects. So don't miss out. But hurry, you must apply by January 7th. Viewer and cleaner engines for your vessel. You don't need to do it on your own. Let us help.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report, which today is sponsored by Summit Gasoline. Discount ticket, discount Everingham Brothers live bait gift certificates. They have ice, fishing licenses, beer, soda, water, snacks, coffee, and the best prices on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, an easy in and out with your boat and trailer, and for a limited time, you can get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right, 100 pounds of free ice. There's no place better to get your gas and to load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego. Let's head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Woolley, Happy New Year.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Happy New Year, Brian.
Good, good. Well, we're back at it here, you know, between dancing around rain showers and wind. You know, we did have boats out multiple days the last couple weeks, so since I talked to you guys last. You know, our three-quarter day trips finished up their rockfish with some decent action right up to the buzzer there. You know, we had plenty of whitefish and sculpin in the mix on those days, too. But now, obviously, it's kind of the transition into the sculpin mode. We're telling our fishermen to bring an assortment of rubber lures and lead heads. Certainly this is you know, helps keep some of the smaller rockfish off the hooks and specifically target those sculpin. And, you know, we have what you need at our landing at check-in. If you guys, you know, don't have a good assortment, you can stop by when you get your ticket. And our guys at the counter there can help you with that. Half day this past week or so as well was all in the sinker setups. Our water temp now 57, 58 degrees. So the bass action at the surface is pretty much done. So it's all been at the bottom on the sinkers. Some good mixed sheephead and whitefish as well, but this next stretch we'll see a lot of cast release on those guys as we try and specifically target the bass and the sculpin. So good practice, too, is the use of those descending devices. I know we'll be busy with those on our three-quarter day trips, getting that fish, you know, release that rockfish back down to the bottom safely and properly. We did have a little bit of news on the halibut front. We had a real nice fish caught on Wednesday aboard the Sunfun while we were out three-quarter day fishing in that deep water again. That seems to be the theme for us, catching these big ones out in that deep water. 27-pounder took the big fish prize.
That's a nice one.
That was a good one. It was a little sporty on Wednesday, if you can remember the weather, so the boat was swinging around quite a bit on the anchor, a little bit of slippage on the anchor, so covered a little bit of water unintentionally there, and that angler was lucky, got a hook into one. And just a reminder that, you know, you don't have to be on a halibut drift trip to be entered into that derby. In fact, this angler, when he bought his ticket online, he had the option of buying into the derby as well. So he jumped on that, and it paid off in spades for him. So good deal on that.
That's right.
So super simple, $5 on any top of your ticket price there on any half or three-quarter day will get you entered in on that. So we're just seeing what the new year has for us as we you know, have boats out. So if you guys want to hop on a trip, certainly call the landing here. Our phone number is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out, too. Link us right there through the Let's Talk Hookup webpage or check us out at danawharf.com.
Awesome, Woolley. Well, a great report. Certainly some good fishing to be had, and how nice that we've got a nice little stretch of weather in front of us. No no dodging, at least for a little bit here. So great fishing, and glad to hear that those big flatties are biting.
We're looking forward to some good weather. Absolutely. So right, thanks for the time this morning, guys. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You very much. Appreciate that. And Happy New Year. Talk to you next Sunday. And while we wait for Gundy, let's go ahead and find out what's happening up there and go back in the phones.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Well, the phones are packed. John in Escondido is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Thank you,
I missed
John.
You over the last 2 weekends, so glad to have you guys back on the air.
Thank you.
Hey, Art, my question for you is, I love to go long range fishing. I'm, you know, kind of a creature of the boats that I fish on. What would make me change and take a chance and come and have some fun with you?
Art?
Well, thanks for the question, John. Happy New Year. You know, the searcher's been around for 51 years. And so I think that, you know, our longevity and the fact that we've been successful for, this is my 40th year on the boat. And I would say that our customer service and the crew that we have a core group of guys that have been with us for quite a few years now. And, you know, I think that that's a, you know, it certainly equals some of our colleagues and sets us apart a little bit. And, you know, we have great live bait capacity and the RSW system to preserve your catch. And so you're going to get sushi grade fish when you get it to the processor. And, yeah, give us a try. I our longevity in the industry says quite a lot. I think it speaks volumes as to why we're still around.
I got two more things. Yeah. So you do one, and I'll do the other.
The boat.
Yeah. The ride.
Yeah, the ride on that boat, Art. That thing is just so quiet and so stable
and soft.
Comfortable.
When it comes up and then it goes back into the water, it's so soft and there's no shudder and it's just very comfortable. I love it. And then, so I agree with you. The other one that I want to throw in there is you have Celia and Aaron, and they are so great. I mean, so great to work with. They're just always happy. I don't know how those two girls are just on all of the time, but they are. And, you know, the pre-trip stuff, you know, calling and checking up on things and, you know, I got a question about my trip, and they're so accessible and they do such a good job with everything that, I would say those are some other ones that come to my mind.
Yeah, for sure. Hey,
thanks, Rick.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Rick, you have a good text?
Yeah, I do. I got a really fun one. This one is from Kurt. Kurt's called us from Vista, and it says, I'm on trip number 38. That's an 8-day trip to the Ridge. I wanted to know to Art what he needed on top of his traditional gear, you know, since this will be a long-range trip, and then also if he had any particular jigs that I should focus on for wahoo fishing.
Well, yeah, boy, there's so many lures out there that, you know, the catchy tackle bombs are something that work really, really well, and make sure that, you know, you got the right wire for those things. You know, there's, Rick, maybe you could help me out here. The equivalent to a Raider lure, the gold or silver Raider lure that has been so successful. I know they're not making those anymore, but I think that SKR has got an equivalent to that, and so that would be something that you could suggest for us, Rick.
Yeah, I think the fate of Raider is still, like, it's been difficult because they keep saying the same thing. The cost of raw material is going up so much that they just don't know that they'll be able to produce the lure at a price that it's still going to be viable for retail. You know, I mean, they're already flirting with that $25 type range, and that's a lot of money for a jig. And if raw material continues to go up, the fate of that is still yet to be seen. As of right now, they're still on the shelf and a great choice. As far as a very similar lure to that, we like the Catchy Tackle makes a Sea Strike 33. That's just a good traditional kind of long wahoo iron style lure. And then also that JRI, they have a couple of really nice wahoo lures. Right size, right shape, good swim, got very good hooks on them. You know, they come factory rigged with a nice single hook. Those would be, if there's a replacement to it, those would be the two that I like the most that are similar to a Raider-style jig.
All right. Good stuff. Hey, thanks a lot for that text. Appreciate it. Let's jump into the phones.
All right. How about this time we talk to Paul, who's got us from Bellflower this morning. Good morning, Paul. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Happy New Year, everybody.
Thanks, Paul.
Awesome. Art, when and how did you purchase the Search?
Well, back in November of 1982... I got the opportunity to start operating the Searcher, and Frank Lopresti was the owner at that time, and I had a conversation with him earlier that year that I was interested in getting into some sort of owner capacity. And so Frank gave me the opportunity to enter into a lease purchase deal in 1982. So that's
wow.
40 years ago now. And so we started a lease purchase deal, and then in 1984, Bill Poole and Frank Lopresti helped us out in obtaining a loan so that we could start the ownership portion of our career. So 1984, and, you know, that was back in the day when, you know, the bank manager over at B of A on Scott Street, you know, had the ability to loan money on a handshake and a
wow.
signature. And so we went over and talked to Bob, John Dahl was his name at that time. And Bill and Frank said, John Dahl, give this kid a loan. And I was in there the next day with signing documentation
wow.
and got funded and, purchased the boat from Frank at that time. So 1984 is when we actually started paying off a loan for that boat. But 1982 was the year that I took over and started operating it. And it's one of those things where, you know, timing is everything. It was just in the right place at the right time. And I'm very grateful to Frank and Bill for giving me the opportunity. And it worked out.
Yeah,
awesome.
I'd say
that's
it definitely worked out. Great story. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Good question, too. Be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Always loaded with good stuff in there. And Christmas Tuna Bite was the headline, and the surf perch fishing, and a lot more. So you watch that out. Check out, and of course, you can always find out who's on Let's Talk Hookup, too, in every edition of it. So check it out either online at wonews.com or check out the printed edition of Western Outdoor News at your local tackle shop.
Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the new 2022 CCA Sport Fishing Calendars, now available at the Landing Tackle Shops and SurfFishTackle.com. It has all of the tides, moons, moon phases, important dates, and a really cool tribute to Jack Nielsen.
Well, and flipping over to January of 2022 is that fabulous picture of Captain Jack Nielsen, our good buddy, and
That's
a big, big fish. And Jesus Campañones, a classic all-time Royal Polaris guy on the Royal Polaris, holding the mouth of that thing.
Great start for the year.
Yeah,
that's a cool photo to start it off
with. I enjoy looking at that photo every day of January.
That's cool. Sure. Hey, when we come back, we got another hour of great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way and a lot more with Captain Art. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.